Good afternoon. It is Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO Medford 91.5. Thank you for tuning in, turned in, tuned in, tapped on, as they like to say, as Esther Hicks likes to say, getting into the vortex. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling the vortex. We have our first guest. He's not right here physically with us right now, but he will be in the studio, John Monroe. We're going to, definitely some live acoustic, play some of his music from his band, and live readings. Yes, that is going to happen today. Our first guest, our first live readings today is what's happening on Paranormal Playground Sounds. I am definitely, definitely excited for this. So I hope you're all ready for your guided meditation. By the way, just a little recap on what's going on in Paranormal Playground, Boston Medium World. Recently, I'd just like to shout out to my family in Florida and my grandmother who passed away most recently. It was April 17th, 2 days before my birthday. So I'm going to have to go down there soon, West Palm Beach, and say goodbye. So just want to shout out and dedicate this whole show to my grandma and all my family in Florida. Love you, Mama Inez McInnes. Love you so much. Beautiful in the spirit world. And, you know, as I know, as you say, this is a celebration of life. And celebrate her going on and moving to the next level of graduating. So congratulations, Mama. And I've had some pretty interesting dreams with Dick Dale coming in my dreams. And I actually did an improv on stage, an improv with my bass, an experimental improv kind of thing, where it was like a tribute to his spirit. That was pretty fun and awesome. So next week, I'm definitely going to play some Dick Dale, some surf, going back into the surf realm. Definitely inspires you to do that. So before we get into our second half of our show, we're going to do the guided meditation. We're going to get loose, calm, and collective. Woohoo! We're going to release, and we're going to just breathe in, breathe out. Whew. All good. All good things. So right now, come on. Ooh! All right. So now as we are here, in this moment, we are going to just shake away all things that do not serve us right now. Take a nice deep breath in. Inhale. And out. Inhale in. Feel all the good releasing. Feel the magic of the now. everything is good and everything is in place and where we need to be. Feel how perfect our spirits are in this moment. How perfect everything is. Feel that magic that surrounds us in this moment. Feel the love of the royal essence of your spirit coming in into reality. Feel all the essence and the vibrations of love that come swimming right towards you. Everything is here at our feet. Everything is good and magical. Everything is fun and exciting. Everything is happy and blissful right now in this moment. We are here dedicating our spirits to the infinite realm of possibility, the infinite realm of good, the infinite realm in which we are in perfect health. Feel how good that is to be in perfect health. Feel how good it is to feel strong, magical, absolutely brilliant and confident in your space and who you are. To be absolute brilliance and absolute confidence in who you are, and knowing that you are always going to be taken care of. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Feel the wonderful magnificence of that breath and just being and in the moment. Feel your loved ones coming here, coming towards you and saying, everything is good. Feel your loved ones coming in and reassuring you like a grandparent. That unconditional love. Remember that unconditional love we get from grandparents. Remember that unconditional love that everything is magical. Remembering that force of the beautiful, magnificent spirit and your heart in which you open up. You open up the perfection. Take a nice deep breath in and release. Feel all the light arriving right now in this moment. Feel the roots from your feet coming all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tying tight. As they come tying tight, you are in the most beautiful space of beauty. You are grounded and you are here on the earth plane. You are the most magnificent thing on this planet. You are the most magnificent being on this planet. You are divine. Feel the magic now. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale. Release. As we go about our day and we go outside, we understand that nature is our beautiful, most beautiful parent. Nature is here to give us everything that we need. Nature is here for us, and we are in love. They love us, and we love nature. As we fall in love with nature, we fall in love with ourselves. The whole world attracts to us, and we are all brilliance. Brilliance in the most beautiful light, manifesting God potential, God self. We leave with this meditation feeling strong. We leave with this meditation feeling alive and brilliant.
So we come back to the earth plane. And we are here now. Can you feel how magical this feels? So beautiful. And when you are ready, give a nice big smile. And feel confident to go forth in your most magnificent day. Thank you so much for tuning in to that guided meditation. As we open up to spirit and we make ourselves available and get ready for this magical show where I'm going to open up to spirit for the first time here on WMFO in Medford. This is the very first. I'm very excited and I know this will be very, very magical. So stay tuned. We got the Penguins with Earth Angel. That is so necessary right now. Getting some doo-wop, reminding us about the spirit world. Earth Angel. We have so many Earth Angels. We got the Business, Spirit of the Streets. Yes, Vicky Fitz. Yes, yes, we got it all. Oh my goodness. King Crimson, Court of the Crimson King. Stay tuned right here on WMFO.
Just a fool, a fool in love with you. Earth angel, the one I adore. Love you forever and evermore. I'm just a fool. Happiness. Oh, Earth Angel, Earth Angel, please be mine, my darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool, a fool in love with you. Oh, Just the chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson.
Hello, and we are back to WMFO in Medford right now, Medford, Mass. Okay, we have John Monroe here, soon to play live. Yes. How are you? Is it copacetic? How is everything, John Monroe?
Things are well. Things are very well. Except for some slight, like, deviation through the universe on my trip here.
It's all right, you know.
The universe always provides me with late arrival. Bibles. It's like my thing, I guess.
Wait, did you just say, okay, universe provides you with what?
Late arrivals.
Late arrivals?
I'm constantly late. I'm never on time for anything.
Like, oh my God.
It's a problem for some. For me, I'm just like, time is an illusion, so it doesn't really bother me.
I think, you know what? Whatever is supposed to be.
Is supposed to be.
Can I just tell you something, actually?
Shoot.
I had a dream about this. That we were having issues with the mic.
Really? No, really?
I'm not even joking. Like, I am not even joking. I was like, fuck. I was just like, universe, okay, so if you're giving me this stuff, like, what's the point? Can you tell me how to solve this? You just give it to me? Like, that's just how it goes. They just give it. And it's just like, okay.
No, really?
I'm not even joking. Awesome. Okay. So, okay, it's all good. Nice. Yes! Okay.
Delay.
Everything works the way it should. Woohoo!
Yeah, okay. I know, because I couldn't hear myself at all.
Okay.
Which is kind of a good thing.
Okay.
I might operate that way. Not hearing myself.
I am so excited that no matter what's going on in here, everything is going out. Outside world. Yes!
Frequencies are being received.
But before, the frequencies are. And with that said, with the frequencies being received, I have a PSA. Okay. Universe, what's the right PSA? I need an easy one because last time I was just fumbling on all the words and I was just like.
Rando it.
The best way to just go. Something that. Okay, here we go. Oh, this is a great one. I hate it when people text and drive. Okay.
Nice.
Okay, texting while driving prevention PSA. This message is for all you sitting in the passenger seat and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the AD Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Awesome.
That PSA was so proper because I like drive a truck in my like my alternative universe from this music thing.
Yes. Okay. See? So we're on the right track and yes. needed to hear that basically.
Yes.
Okay. I'm hearing everything loud and clear.
Super loud. I can hear myself.
Too. Yeah. This is awesome. Yes. Okay. So here we go. We have John Monroe.
Yes.
Yes.
I have to tune up. So.
Okay. It's okay. Oh, yes. You know what, actually? Okay, so I'm really excited about what I'm about to play because I actually did not get a chance to listen. There's a lot going on. So I actually did not get a chance to listen until this morning, and it was actually like blew my mind. I couldn't really put my finger on what the genre is,
That's the best part.
And I was just like, it made me so excited because that's my favorite kind of music. And I have to tell you, it was like gypsy, rock, surf. This is amazing. Here it is. The song is called Haze.
Leave again the same.
Hello and welcome back to WMFO in Medford 91.5. We are here with John Monroe, and that was called Fade. And I want to make sure I'm pronouncing it right. Carmen Noctua?
Carmina? Noctua.
Oh, Carmina.
Yeah, Carmina.
Carmina. Oops, I put Carmine. Like, Carmina.
Where in the world is Carmen?
I know, right? Noctua. Oh, my God.
He's at WMFO.
Oh, my God. You're hilarious. So, so he's going to be playing some live stuff for us right now. And we, yes, this is our this is going to be our first live show where I'm going to do a live reading. And so we're lifting up the vibrations with some music right now. So let's just get into it.
Can you hear the story?
Yes.
All right, here we go. One, two, three, go. Loneliness, it's on me all about the windfall. Just sit here and be still to heighten your consciousness.
Which song was that called?
That song is called South Boston Yogurt Study Hall.
Okay, I have to write all this down. South Boston
Yogurt Study Hall.
Yogurt Study Hall. What's that about? I'd love to know.
It's about this yoga studio in Boston where I go and do this meditation weekly.
Oh.
Like this old building that's got like some like serious energy.
That's so awesome.
I've got some beautiful friends there.
Oh.
Like, inspired me to write that song. So, yeah.
I love it. Super cool. Yes. See, this is exactly what the show is about. This is everything that's been coming out of your mouth is exactly what this whole thing is about. You rule at life. Oh my God. Yes, keep them, please. Keep them coming.
The irony.
What's the irony?
I almost wasn't able to make this because of like I just started this new job and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And my boss, like, through some fortuitous thing, like, happening with, like, a truck not being available, like, I didn't have to work yesterday or today. But, like, tomorrow, like, I have to. And they're, like, pretty, like, strict about, you know, like, schedules and stuff. So it's pretty amazing that, like, through, like, that, like, unforeseen event, which had me kind of nervous, like, I believe the universe was able to provide me for being here. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, oh my God, that was awesome. Oh my God, that's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah. I just, oh, and by the way, that you didn't break any laws. It was just a reminder. Art. So just letting you know.
Yeah, because I usually drop like many
profanities. Yeah, so just, okay. because I will get in so much trouble. Yeah, but anyways, oh my God, just, see, this is why the universe sent you to me, because this needed to happen. Sure. I love it. I love it. Please, okay, continue. Right, what is your what is this next song? Of course, yes. What's your next song?
I'm thinking maybe the next song is like a little kind of ballad thing, like country-esque thing.
Okay.
I have like a real tough time naming my songs, so I tend to like just not do that. But, like, I come up with like very mundane names because I feel like they're not mine to name, really. So.
Well, we need this for
that.
Yeah.
let's name it right now.
Yes.
What do you want to name it? You listen to a little bit of it, and then we can put it on there.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, and the last one was South Boston Yogurt Shop.
Yogurt Shop.
Yeah.
South Boston Yogurt Study Hall.
Oh, yogurt. Study.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's see if we can pull this off here. This is an oldie but a goodie, so let's try to see what happens here.
Sailing down that old river bend again, with everything drowned in. Sorrows in the spirit's ear, can you feel the man? I guess this place ain't changed too much, no, since I left. The same old thin illusions of what we could have been. I guess we'll just keep moving on till the
love it.
What should we call it? I think I like tentatively named that like Styx in reference to like the river in hell, but
interesting. The feel was just so mellow, like I felt like I was in nature, like when you were singing that. That's what it felt like. Like I could feel everything.
That's awesome.
It's like, yeah, in the midst of even me having to do technical things, it made things kind of like, even though, you know, bringing me in the present, even though it's just like we're here and there are technical things that are going on, but this is the spirit realm we're talking about, and you know, and coming and just being able to be connected to that no matter what. That's the feeling I just got from that song.
Awesome. I think that's what they're all like, all the songs are pretty much like for,
you know? Nice.
I can't take credit for any of them because I really don't, like, I feel like the best stuff comes when I'm, like, pushed out of the equation, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just, like, a vehicle, I guess. You know?
Yeah. No, that's exactly what it's about. That's what mediumship is. Yeah. You know, there's just different levels of it, or even if you don't even have to believe in that per se, like mediumship. It's just any kind of channel or vehicle in which you are expressing basically the non-physical.
Yes.
Exactly. Everything's spinning. So it's come to that time. Everything's vibrations. Oh, yes. It's come to that time where we're going to open up to the spirit realm.
Yes. I think we should spirit analysis this guitar. It's older than I am.
That's called psychometry, actually.
Is it really?
Yeah, so you put your hand on an item, and I've done that before live. You put your hand, and then I'll see basically what that item is about, like what happened, the first thing that basically sticks out, that's most predominant, that sticks on that energy. So that's what psychometry is, the item. It's pretty cool.
That's fantastic. I was just reading something that had to do something with how, you know, when you're traversing like spiritual planes and stuff, you tend to like want to push away material objects.
Mm-hmm.
But like material objects,
oh, they hold. Yes. Oh, energy. Oh my God.
They're like this thing was another fortuitous. My life is filled with just these strange fortuitous situations, and this guitar came from one such situation, and it's from like the 70s, and it's just, it has its own like serious vibes that it's gifted me many beautiful songs.
Oh, good. It looks pretty lively.
Yeah, it is, man. It's
definitely it's radiating.
A force into its own. Am I allowed to like plug some shows?
Of course, yeah, yes.
Awesome. Real quick.
Yes.
We do want to do the reading.
Yes.
But if anybody's digging like what they heard today from the record and from what I played, I'm playing a show at Bill's Bar on Lansdowne Street, May 9th, with The Void Union and another lovely band. I don't really know how to pronounce it properly, but it's like Cuidado, I think.
It's all right. You'll be forgiven.
I know. I hope so. But it's with a bunch of friends, and they're really, really, really good. The Void Union and Cuidado, they're all very like seasoned, amazing musicians, so
nice.
Please come and vibe with us. And
then nice.
I'm also playing a show with the Deep State and High Sparrow at the Jungle on May 18th, and then, you know, down the road at the Midway in July 5th, I believe.
Nice.
So, yeah, come peep game with my friend Absinthe Throws. So yeah, come check out any of those shows, and you can find me at my Instagram. Night Owl Songs. I think if you type that in, I don't even know my own Instagram. It's my tech savvy ways shining through.
It's all good. Oops. It's all good.
I'm about to write some notes. I'm sorry.
It's all good,
you can
man.
Find me on there. It's Carmina Noctua. I think is also Carmina Noctua at Instagram. But you can definitely go to carminanoctua.bandcamp.com and follow like what we're doing on there. So
love it. All right, everyone, you heard, go out there. Carmina Noctua.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so let's get into it. Let's get into this portion for this brief reading and opening up. And so, have you ever gotten a medium reading before?
Never.
Okay, so basically this is how this is going to work. Depending on what messages come out, but we're going to make this kind of like very brief and going with the flow as possible. Yes. But nice. How I work is I'm just going to see anyone who's around you first, and then I'm going to describe them first. Awesome. Then I'm going to ask you if you recognize them. If you don't, do not get discouraged. It is about the message that is the most important. Awesome. And so, do you know a lot of people have passed? A fair amount or not too many?
I think I've known quite a few people that
okay.
passed. Some family, some associates, some friends. So
okay. I say that because just to let people know, sometimes if they don't know a lot of people who've passed in the spirit world, then they may have a harder time making a connection. But I mean, it's, you know, everybody has people around them. So, and it is about the message. So, well, let's get into it. I'm going to ask you something, if you mind. Do you mind taking off your glasses?
Oh, I don't mind.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I just want, you know.
If you look at my Facebook post, just, I have a dog on there with glasses.
I want to make the connection as you know, as possible. Yeah. So to see your beautiful face.
Oh, sweet. I know, I'm actually hiding behind these AVs.
Okay, here we go. So anyone who wants to come in for I just got this amazing energy that came in right away. Anybody wants to come in for John, please make yourself available. Immediately, okay, I just have this woman, and it's an elderly woman. It's possible it could be a grandmother vibration, but she just comes right on in. I'm seeing she's kind of shorter and kind of rounder, but I'm seeing white hair, and I'm seeing blue. For some reason, there's like blue eyes. I'm seeing really blue eyes. I'm seeing something about, it's like wavy hair, but it was shorter. So it's kind of like tight. It's like tight little curls, like, but it was nice. But there's something about her that feels like very 1920s or 30s-esque, because I don't know if she kept her hair like that, but she's showing me things where it's very, she loved the memorabilia. She loved that era. And I felt like she would have been born around that time, but she's showing me old photographs, like old photographs. And then she's showing me like a man, like World War II. And she has like, it's like very old, and he's in his uniform, and she keeps showing me this. She's in a kitchen, and we spent a lot of time in the kitchen. She spent a lot of time cooking, baking, making things, sewing, whatever it was, whatever she was doing, I felt like she would keep busy by the time she passed when she got older. But she was constantly in the kitchen, and I'm feeling a lot of plants. There's a lot of plants she kept, a lot of plants around her. And she has this energy, very warm, vibrant energy. And she's like, it seems like she has a lot more energy than an elderly person should, because it's like very, it's very bouncy. It's very welcoming. It's very exciting. It's very making sure that you felt special. There's something about her where she needed you, no matter who you were. She wanted you. I'm almost like getting emotional, because it's like she needed you to make sure that you were special. And this is what was so special about this woman, was that she was so loving, and everyone who came into her presence just felt so loved and felt like the whole universe loved them because of her. She was like a channel for this. She was a healer, and she had so much love in her heart, and it was just so genuine that it really healed people. Let me see what else is coming in. I'm seeing a dog, and I feel like she would have had close to a husband, because she keeps showing me a man. She just keeps showing me someone who is next to her, like a significant other. So I don't know if he went into the spirit world before her, after, or I feel like maybe he's even with her, but is very close. But someone who is very close, and he's showing me an old car. I don't know why I'm seeing a buggy. I don't know if it was a buggy, but I felt like it was like, it's like an old vintage car somewhere outside. I'm seeing the car, and she's a homebody. I just keep seeing her being a homebody. Are you making a connection with this person?
It could be like one of my grandmother on my dad's side, but it sounds like mixed elements of like kind of both. Like my grandmother was like a wicked loving, compassionate, helped raise me. She also was like worked a lot, like,
okay.
She was very like active,
yeah,
even in her later years. But yeah, she pretty much everything you described, like, was pretty spot on with her, which is
okay.
Bananas. Yeah.
okay.
Yeah. And her husband passed before her.
Okay.
And he was in the war.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he flew planes.
Oh my God! Wow! Wow!
It's pretty accurate.
That wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just, like, you see me, I'm tearing up here.
She has like wavy hair. So.
I was just tearing up because
it was green, though.
Okay.
But yeah, sure. So that's very, very damn close. That's pretty freaky.
Okay. Yeah, I was here tearing up because it was just so strong. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah,
let's go
like
to.
She's my guardian angel. And the plant thing, too. She like had like a bunch of plants out in her backyard, like, that she would tend to. So yeah.
Nice. Cool. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I'm feeling that. Let's see the message she has for you right now. interesting. That's very, very interesting. Okay. I don't, okay. First, I'm seeing this connection with California. I don't,
get the fuck out of here.
Okay, there's a California and she says cameras. First, okay, so first this is what she says. She says California. She says cameras, lights, and abundance. So she's,
no, that's, you don't even know, like.
What's going on with Cali?
I can't even get into it right now.
Okay.
But yeah, like Cali has been like in the super forefront of like.
Are you trying to move there or trying to like relocate there?
It might be.
Okay. You're going to be, yeah, that's what's going to happen. You're going to Cali. You're supposed to be in California. And she's just talking about all this abundance that's coming your way. She's talking about, but what she was talking about, she's saying financially, so something is going to change, kind of helping you. You're struggling. You've been struggling financially for a while, and that's going to start changing because you're doing the right thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's telling you you've been doing the right thing lately. And it's not like you've been doing the right thing just so you can get this stuff. You've been doing the right thing just because it's in your heart and it's in your spirit, and you are going to be rewarded. So just know that the Cali, she's really excited about Cali, because I don't know if the lights and the cameras mean anything to you, but immediately she was just like lights, cameras, like action, like all of that. Who is coming in?
Pretty amazing, dude. Pretty amazing. My friend, actually, too, a good friend of mine who's getting ready to direct a video for me, just went out to LA and like did some stuff.
Wow. Okay, so that's what he's talking.
Relocating out there as well, so maybe me and him are gonna link up.
My God. Okay, that's what she was talking about with the. So he made a video.
Yeah.
Yep. That's more of that is coming in, and it's just. So it's just a phenomenal awakening and a next chapter to your journey.
So
yeah. So
I can't believe
be excited. It's like your aspirations and what you're hoping for, it's coming into fruition. So
that's amazing.
I live you with the love and blessings of you, your grandmother.
Dude, that's
and
so like
keep doing right she's saying keep she but what she's saying is saying continue to do the right thing. This is why this is all happening, and this is why this is going to continue to happen. Stay the course and keep doing what you're doing.
Dude,
amen. God thank bless. You what is her name?
Johnny. Oh her name.
Yeah.
<I'm like Johnny>. Yeah, I'm so crazy. My grandmother's name was Marion Toll.
Marianne, yeah. Thank you, Marianne. Yeah. I loved your spirit. Thank you for bringing that in. And I was just so grateful to have a grandma come in, because my grandma just passed on. So to feel her energy for you, was phenomenal.
That's
so
a huge part of my life.
So that makes sense. How beautiful. So you've seen it here. I hope, listeners, in the future we're going to be able to have actual direct call-ins. So keep listening. This is Paranormal Playground Sounds here on WMFO, Medford 91.5. Please tune in. I'm here every other Tuesdays at 1 to 2 p.m. here right after TK. And we're going to have more amazing things like this. So continue to tune in. This is John Monroe. Thank you so much for... Right? Carmina Noctua. I know, right? Thank you so much for coming in here, opening up your heart, opening up to the spirit world with us. And really, it takes a lot to, you know, do that live. And I just really thank you, because you actually doing this, when people do this, it gives a chance to show other people
that it's okay,
that this is real, that this is, we're here doing this, and to open up your heart. And it's real healing that we get to do.
It's totally aligned with where I'm at. So I'm grateful to be given the opportunity to be here. So thank you.
What a blessing you've been here. Thank you for adding value to this show, because this is exactly, you represent everything that this show is about.
Thank you.
You're phenomenal. So thank you so much. Remember to tune in every Tuesdays on WMFO Medford 91.5. Let me Let me just put everything in here.
You first.